Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
And Ken here on You Better You Bet with the entire crew. Power Hour, Tremendous Thursday, running through our bets. We've talked enough about, you know, games being played in this country. Now it's time to board the plane, and we are headed, Rick Camp, to France.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
You know, now that the weather's getting warmer.
Oh, yeah. It's a summer anthem right here.
It hits different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what part?
The bass.
You know what part really hits different?
Which part?
Now. Champions League final coming up on Saturday. Liverpool and Real Madrid, a rematch of the 2018 Champions League final, won by Real Madrid in somewhat controversial fashion. Noteworthy from that game, a couple things. Mohamed Salah, Liverpool's best player then and best player now, injured early on in that game on what I always perceive to be a dirty tackle by Real Madrid defender Sergio Ramos, who now plays for PSG. So Ramos no longer there. This is a big-time revenge spot for Liverpool. Now, Liverpool's goalie right now is Alisson, the Brazilian international. They signed him after the Champions League loss to Real Madrid because Loris Kairos, who has one of the great hairdos of all time. I'm being dead serious about this. Like, blonde, handsome dude with like a great like man bun ponytail type thing. Good looking guy, terrible goalkeeper, shocking errors in that game. Not like Loris Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers. Not like Loris Tyrell, Mike, but Loris Kairos made two incredible errors in that game, and Salah got hurt, and Liverpool lost that game 3-1. So again, big time revenge spot for the Reds. Now, we are waiting on injury status for Fabinho and Thiago for Liverpool's midfield. That's important. You'd obviously want them there because Real Madrid's midfield with Casemiro, Toni Kroos, and Luka Modric, absolutely outstanding, if a little old in the tooth with Kroos and Luka Modric. Now, Real Madrid has gotten to this point in pretty unbelievable fashion, taking out PSG, Chelsea, and Manchester City, all in pretty incredible fashion, comeback fashion. Karim Benzema, arguably the best player in the world throughout this entire stretch. Liverpool's had an easier road to get here. Real Madrid won La Liga with like a couple weeks to go. Carlo Ancelotti, the manager, has been resting players. Liverpool is setting a European record for most games played in a single season. Was in contention for the quadruple, now can still win the treble. Obviously played a huge game last Sunday against Wolverhampton, right? Trying to win the Premier League, which they didn't because Manchester City had the big comeback against Aston Villa. So Real Madrid's got the rest advantage. Real Madrid has beaten big names on the way here, and Real Madrid's the underdog, and they should be, because Liverpool's better. Liverpool's just better than Real Madrid. Now, I do think that Real Madrid will be able to score in this game because of the high line that Liverpool plays defensively. Benzema's in ridiculous form. Vinicius has been absolutely incredible. Rodrigo will come on at some point, and he's been fantastic for Real, coming off the bench as a substitute. So I do think that Real is going to be able to score in this game, which factors into one of the bets that I'm going to give out, but I don't think it's going to be enough. It's one thing for Real Madrid to come back against PSG, like a team that's mentally weak in this particular competition. It's one thing for them to come back against Chelsea, a team that falls short of being like as good as Liverpool or Real Madrid. And it's one thing to come back against Manchester City for all their greatness domestically. This is a team under Pep Guardiola or otherwise that has proven to be mentally weak in this particular competition. Liverpool is not that. Liverpool is better. So the three bets that I will give out here for the Champions League final coming up on Saturday. And you can same game parlay this if you want. You can definitely same game parlay both teams to score and the over. Both teams to score, over 2.5, and Liverpool to win in the 90 minutes at +108. So three bets for me again. Both teams to score, over 2.5, Liverpool plus 108 to win in the 90. If you bet Liverpool plus 108 and they win an extra time, you will lose the bet. So make sure, like, you are, if you want Liverpool to, and you want to take it with penalty kicks included, then you need to bet them to lift the trophy. This is to win in the 90. Ken, have a great weekend. Enjoy Memorial Day. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Enjoy your trip out of town. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Ken and Nick Ashew coming up tomorrow. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.